Plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Happy Wednesday morning. Once again, Brady Bowman with you here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN, here with Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette. Earlier, we had USD 383 school board member David Colburn and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed on the program a little later today. Hopefully, you can catch that on demand on our website. Looking ahead tomorrow, Kathy Dawes will be back with you. Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler will be on the show. And Jim, before I get right back to you, we do have a phone call that just came in. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Wanted to thank you so much for continuing the tradition of the VOTEC. In the mid-1980s, my son went roaring out of K-State with nothing in his mind and came over there to your facilities. And what a wonderful opportunity to widen his horizons, both in dealing with your newspaper, little newsletter that you had then and other things in your life, employment opportunities in the community and things, and the well-being that you have, your group has always had here in town. When I'm talking to the city people about developing Seco Park into a more useful facility, I always talk about if we had parking there, the VOTEC students could be across the street using that parking facility when they run out of area. And no one has ever said, no, we don't care about how the VOTEC people are doing. You've always been a welcome person in the community that needs those kind of supports and all. And thank you so much for continuing that kind of, my son left out of your place and went back to college and has got his master's degree and running all over the country taking care of things. And you'd be amazed at the things he's involved in, whether it's Bitcoins or eBay or whatever.
Well, cool. Thank you.
For continuing that process.
Well, thank you. Those kind words, that testimony. It's what a lot of people don't realize, how we do change lives on a little smaller scale. We do get some students from K-State. We talked earlier months about our change with high school enrollment. You know, this semester we have over 400 high school kids enrolled with us, either in general education or tech ed, over 300 at Manhattan School District alone.
And that was a high, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a new record for us. And I think our message resonates with people. We are a public accredited tech college. People need those skills. There are great jobs out there, great career opportunities. Back in the day, sometimes VOTEC was seen as a dead end. It's not that way anymore. More and more, it's a two-way street. We teach hands-on almost from day one. University often goes more with the theory, the understanding, the concepts. The blending of the two really helps. So it's oftentimes we will get students who didn't do as well, maybe first time at a university or a bigger institution. They come with us, smaller class sizes, more direct attention from faculty and staff, get their confidence up, and they do have success. So like this gentleman said, and again, thank you, we're pretty good at changing lives when we get the chance.
And there's just such a new embrace, it seems like, of just hands-on learning at all different sorts of levels. You hear about the STEM teachings that's going on with at the high school level with the robotics. Rock Creek has a pretty good robotics program, from what I understand, just all across the board.
We're in the early stages of our first ever fundraising campaign, comprehensive fundraising campaign for the college. And not to knock my friends in the banking business, but when we talk to some of the bankers, they're like, well, but you don't have a direct effect on me. And I understand that, but my response to them is, yes, I do, because we graduate dozens of nurses every year. And those nursing students, as soon as they get that nursing license, they usually head to the bank because they either want a car loan or to look into getting a house loan. The other day, we graduated several young men in electric power and distribution, the lineman program. And I'll guarantee you, they have jobs lined up, good jobs. They're probably heading to the bank. They want a car loan because they want to buy that new truck.
Or they're probably depositing a check.
Yep. We produce those taxpayers. They're employees with paying taxes. So the return on investment regionally, over a third of our students stay in the area. Over about 80% stay in Kansas. The direct return on investment is pretty strong.
Again, thanks for that phone call. We still have some time, about 8 minutes for some phone calls, 785-537-1350. Those phone lines are open. And Jim, heading up towards New Year's, just a few days or 10 days away or 11 days away, and looking at the year in review for MATC, it feels like 2017 has been pretty good for you.
It's been a good year. A lot of things going on. Again, we were ranked 19th in the nation out of over 800 community and tech colleges in graduation rate by the Chronicle of Higher Education, which is like the Wall Street Journal in our business. Wallet Hub, a financial services company, ranks tech and community colleges every year on three things: cost, student outcomes, career outcomes. Out of over 700 institutions they reviewed, we came in 35th in the nation. So 19th in graduation rate, 35th in those three categories. We were the only Kansas college recognized by the Aspen Institute and the Siemens Technical Scholars Program for technical excellence in our electric power program and in dental hygiene for students, got scholarship money. We were the only Kansas community or tech college to meet or exceed the KBOR outcome metrics for tech ed in more than two programs. We had four. No other college had more than two. So those are things I've said many times, but it's a testimony to the performance of our faculty and our staff working with the students and how our students perform. But again, some things not always seen. We have an organization called Skills USA. Frank Avila, my HVAC instructor, is the senior sponsor for that, works with Lynn Schroll. But Skills USA teaches students a lot of leadership skills as well as demonstration of their certain, whatever they're majoring in. We have a Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society. We inducted kids into that a few days ago. So a lot of leadership, a lot of things that recognize performance, scholarship. We're darn good at what we do.
And I think you've had some expansion, too. I mean, there's some construction going on over there.
Well, we've added two mods that we got from Fort Riley. The big expansion everybody sees is not ours. It's Westar, putting in a substation. Okay. It's great because it increases our visibility. I think they're designing it. It's really cool to look at. But that's another example of our public-private partnership. The city needs – Westar needed a substation to better serve the north and west corridors of town. Their current substation that does that's in Annenberg Park in a flood zone area, so they couldn't really upgrade it. We teach electric linemen, so what better thing than to have a substation in our backyard for those students to see and learn from? And so it was a win-win for everybody. I think, again, if the design, people are noticing that beautiful wall they have up. You're not going to see much inside that from the street level, but it reinforces what we do in tech ed, and we're good at it.
And again, as you just said, an example of those partnerships, and MATC has so many partnerships. I think that's a strength of this community, is that there's not really a whole lot of, there is competition, but everybody seems to help each other out. K-State and MATC, the school district and MATC, you guys all work together pretty well.
Employers in particular are great with us. We have a great relationship with K-State, related to NBAF and the Animal Health Corridor. They know what their role is. They know what our role needs to be in training support personnel, the technicians for that industry. Because if you don't have the right technicians, the research scientists can't do their jobs. So we have a great relationship there. The school district, a marvelous relationship, giving kids more opportunities. We've done things with Wamego and Rock Creek, Blue Valley, Riley County, in this past year to expand opportunities for students. Lauren Rust on our staff helps oversee a lot of that, working with the school districts. We're working on some new program ideas for the next year and a half, that we hope to announce before too awful long. We're doing the fundraising campaign. There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of tension because resources are always an issue. Our approach is more of if we generate the right value back to employers, they'll figure out how to help and support us. I don't go up to the legislature and cry for more. The only thing I say to those folks is don't cut anymore. But it's, again, we're trying to run like a business. What's the value we produce back to the employers, to the community? If we do, there'll be support for us.
2018 should be, I'm sure everybody there is pretty excited for 2018 after this year.
Excited and probably, around me they're like, what's he going to do next? But that's part of it. But again, you've mentioned the partnerships in this community, this region. One of the things with tech ed that a lot of people don't realize is I think we're pure higher education. And you can spell higher either H-I-G-H-E-R or I prefer H-I-R-E. We get about 30% of our funding from the state regions. Everything else is paid by the students in tuition and fees. We don't get any local property taxes or anything like that. We are very thrifty with our resources to make them stretch with the best quality we can afford to do with our programs. in doing this fundraising campaign, it's been amazing as we get people to tour and they see what we do. They go, how can I help? And that's what we need. The students are responding. Employers are responding. Again, we have great faculty and staff. So I anticipate great things from 2018, 2019, 2020. I intend to be here a while and help us make MATC more visible, more valuable to the area.
Well, there's a lot of people that appreciate what you do. Being a son of a mechanic, I definitely appreciate what MATC does. Growing up, going to work, my daddy still to this day is working on heavy construction equipment, and I've always kind of had that appreciation for hands-on work and those sort of things. And I guess just about a minute to go before we let you go, Jim. Early Merry Christmas to you. Well, I guess not too early. It's really
it's not too early.
Away.
We're open at the college through Friday in case anybody wants to get signed up for classes for next semester. We will reopen on January 2nd, so we'll be closed next week. We'll have in-service coming up. But, again, I invite people, if you haven't been out to see the college in a while, check us out. Come out for a tour. Let us show you how good we are.
Staying around town for the holidays?
I'm going to sneak away for a while.
Don't blame you. Thanks a lot. Jim Jeanette with the Manhattan Area Technical College, president of the Manhattan Area Technical College. Thanks again for coming in.
I want to sneak away, too.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Chamber President Lyle Butler and special guest C. Clyde Jones. Tomorrow is number 95 for Clyde. Coming up next hour, Clark Howard, then it's Rush, Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon. Talk K-State recruiting and K-State basketball tonight.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. KMAN, Manhattan.
Vote for tax bill. Americans killed in Mexico.
CBS News.